When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we are keeping her anonymous. Hey, Ben and Kelly, so embarrassed. I don't know what to do. I'm hoping you can help.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and please keep me anonymous.
Gotcha.
Okay. Got myself in a little trouble at my friend's wedding. I attended by myself. Even though I had a plus one invitation, I'm newly single, got dumped by my boyfriend.
Aww.
Well, I ended up flirting with the best man. We hit it off right away. Definite chemistry. That night, we ended up very drunk, back in his hotel room, hooked up pretty much all night.
All right.
Next day, felt good about spending the night with a really cool guy. Was hoping we could continue seeing each other. A few days later, though, told the bride about it. She freaked out. She told me that my new friend is married.
Mm.
His wife missed the wedding because she's 8 months pregnant. I'm angry and humiliated.
Oh.
I'm a homewrecker, right?
Oh.
Should I forget it happened, hope no one finds out, or do I confront him? Do I call his wife? Help.
Oof.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
She's obviously feels horrible.
Well, yeah. And she didn't know.
She didn't know.
And the guy's obviously not a stand-up guy. We'll say that.
He took advantage of a situation.
Yeah, he did.
What do you say to her?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this isn't a thing where, you know, you...
She's
you know
8 months pregnant.
Exactly. Like,
so I almost don't... I don't know. I don't say anything. But I don't know. Like, how could you live with yourself? If she's obviously troubled right now. She and... the bride, no, as far as we know.
I feel like Brandon is normally one of those listeners. It's all like, you know, communication, honesty is the best policy. He's like, okay. Maybe communication isn't the best here.
Yeah, he texts that in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I she's 8 months pregnant. Like, yeah. Is she going to...
You have to worry about, like, the stress and what the toll it can take on the baby.
And again... I hate to be the, well, what if they have an open relationship? Because there's always those comments whenever these situations arise. Because this isn't the first rodeo that we've had a situation where...
Based on the bride's reaction, though, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, that is true. All right, so if you've been in this situation and you discovered you were the other woman... Tell us how you handled it and whether there's like, I did it this way. I recommend not doing this because I did this, or I recommend definitely do this because this is how it turned out or whatever.
Two sides of the issue here. Megan says, well, I'd block his number and move on. You had no idea, but you should not tell his wife, especially being 8 months pregnant. She'd freak out and the hormones not good. It's going to be on his conscience. Don't let it affect you. You had no clue. But Wendy said, put yourself in the wife's shoes. Would you want to know that your man child was cheating on you as much as it would hurt? I'd want to know sooner rather than, say, 10 years into the relationship.
All right. Well, again, if you've got a comment or if you've been the other person, we want to hear from you. All right. 795-1997. We are in a moral dilemma right now, where we have a listener who wants to remain anonymous, had a drunken hookup with the best man at her friend's wedding. She tells the bride a few days later because she thought they had great chemistry.
Yeah, she's all like, hey, at your wedding, I think I've met a guy. I think this is going to be great.
I know. The bride flips out because he's married. And he has an 8-month pregnant wife. And she missed the wedding because she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, that's just now, none of this is good. And yeah. So many questions like, why wasn't he wearing a ring? Yep, that's a really good question.
Great question. We don't know. She feels angry, humiliated, doesn't know what to do. Is like, should I contact the wife? Should I stay silent? Like, I don't want to be the homewrecker, all that.
Yeah, Brittany says, I want to say zip your lips, LOL. But a wedding is a pretty public place. They had to be flirty leading up to going home together. It possibly... means that this wasn't his first time cheating. So maybe the wife does need to know. Maybe she could pawn it off onto the bride to be the bearer of the bad news. Keep her anonymous, but let the wife know that he did cheat. Erica says, that I was that girl. I found out 8 months pregnant that my husband was cheating on me.
And
we were married with our second child. It stressed me out so badly. I had nightmares. My best friend lied about it for 5 years. My husband was the one who told me. We'd been married for 16 years. He was 18 when it happened. I chose to forgive him, and now we're happy with 3 beautiful children.
So what is she saying, though?
I think maybe she's
Advocating for saying something or not?
Let the husband
be the
one to fess up. Like, maybe eventually he will. Maybe it will, you know, I guess, eat him alive. Jessica says, leave it alone. You're the single one. He is not. Yes, you should have thought to ask, but a married man should not react to flirting from other women, much less going home with them. Chalk it up to, this is a lesson learned for you. The wife will find out eventually if she doesn't already.
Is that something that we need to put on? Is the onus on her for not asking?
But is he going to say, yeah,
right,
Mary?
Right, exactly.
He easily lie.
That's what I'm saying. Is the onus on her for not asking and saying, hey, I don't see you have a wedding ring on, but are you really married? Like, no, she sees he doesn't have a wedding ring on. They're flirting. You know, she's doing everything right.
Yes, she did everything. She's not in the wrong here, but now that she knows.
Oh, well, for sure.
She's struggling with, is the right thing here telling the wife, or do I just take it as a lesson learned and stay out of it? And hopefully he's going to, you know, for lack of a better term, he made his own bed and he's going to lay in it. I mean, you know, who got a text? Smells like bacon because this pig needs to get fried. Tell her.
Now, Chris, what's your thought?
I don't have any type of like experience in the situation, but I do think that it's important to go ahead and tell the wife, mostly because you always want to raise a child in a solid foundation, not a broken foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So realistically, would you rather that kid have that father around until she finds out? Because she's going to find out eventually.
Maybe the case. Now, let me play devil's advocate. I'm going to sound kind of bad. What if he made a mistake, too, and he feels bad?
What do you mean made a mistake?
Well,
as in, like, I didn't understand. It wasn't my wife, my 8 months pregnant wife.
Listen, I do understand. It doesn't matter how drunk he is. He knows where his thing is going,
yes,
right? I understand that. But I'm just saying, what if he has regret and is like very remorseful as well. And
I
is
like after the first time, but
it's
all night long.
Okay. All right. It's all right. Fine. I'm trying to say
what if he's a repeat offender.
Exactly. And
this
here's
is
my question.
Time.
Do we wait and first of all, is she the one that, because she doesn't know this couple, does she? And the bride knows, do we have the bride say something? Or do we wait until after the baby is born because she's 8 months pregnant so that we don't, like, stress her out and risk, you know?
100% do not wait until that baby is born, because then she's going to rely on him to take care of her.
Okay. Oh, there's just so much to consider.
And that's not a situation she wants to be in.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that she finds somebody related to the pregnant wife to tell her in a calm manner.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, there's just so many. So many people are just like, don't tell her. It's, you know, it's not your fault. You know, walk away. Let that work itself out.
Yeah,
but then there's
others
just like, you know the situation.
Well,
and if you were the wife, would you want to know?
It doesn't sound like she knows the wife.
No, she doesn't.
Right.
The bride does, though.
The bride does. So the bride is the kind of the unknown
well,
in all this.
She's put in a really bad position, too, because
right.
Like, what the bride goes, like, hey, at my wedding, this is what happened. Your husband accidentally met somebody all night long.
All night long.
I mean,
all right.
It's such an awful position for her to be in and the bride.
I'm not wavering on what I said originally. I think she needs to just be quiet and let it play out.
Like, if this is not his first time,
yeah,
eventually it's going to catch up to him.
Right, right.
Somehow she's going to find out.
I don't know. But I feel like a dog for even saying that. Like you're keeping something from a pregnant woman here.
Well, it's one of those things where you typically follow the philosophy of you keep your nose out of other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
Or, but now, because she has intimate knowledge
yeah.
of this happening, because she was the person.
There, yep.
Yeah, that's the tough thing here. It's that this isn't a hearsay kind of a situation.
Right.
But she doesn't know this person. It's like, okay, do you drop a grenade in the middle of this person's life that you don't know?
Well, we'll say this. There are a lot of comments supporting both decisions.
I think she does need to talk to the bride again and get some counsel, because the bride knows,
that's a good point.
Knows this couple better.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the bride can help her figure out what to do if
maybe
she
the
has
bride
to do anything.
Thinks that he's a dog anyways.
Well,
and,
yes.
And, right. And there could be a reason to be like, okay.
Is
well,
it the bride's new husband's friend?
Right, exactly.
I mean, if he's the That's, best man,
right, right.
Yes, maybe we get, you know, the bride's husband involved.
Yeah.
And say, you know, what do you do with your friend? Like, what do we do here? I think there needs to be some conversations with the bride and groom
mm-hmm.
about the best man and how to handle that.
All right.
Oh, I'm stressed
yeah,
out, though.
Yeah, we don't envy your position.
No.
And
your heart.
And yeah, keep us posted. Let us know what happens, because you know we'd like to know.
Yeah,
I guess
my heart goes out to the pregnant wife too.
For sure. All right, that is group therapy.